Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hi, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
You'll enjoy this one, Chris. As you know, this spotlight doesn't necessarily have to be players. I mean, we've honored in the past owners and cheerleaders and other things, anything that have to do with any NFL team. And I want to put the spotlight tonight, Chris, on the Cincinnati Bengals, who had a very tough year. Their running backs coach, Jamal Singleton, who was just nominated for the 2019 NFL Salute to Service Award, and that award annually, Chris, it recognizes anyone that has to do with the NFL who have demonstrated, you know, a commitment to honoring and supporting our troops. And every club nominates someone, and Singleton this year, it's a great story, Chris. He's the son of an Air Force sergeant, and he actually followed in his father's footsteps. When he went to the Air Force Academy, actually, he was one of the very few guys in Air Force history to be elected a two-time captain. So he played at Air Force and basically, you know, ultimately became stationed in Arkansas. And he was deployed to the Georgian, not the state of Georgia, the country of Georgia. He was stationed there for about a year and a half, training their armed forces. He did some great work over there. And, of course, he returns to the United States, and he returns to the Air Force Academy, starts coaching there. Again, he ultimately ends up as the running back coach of the Bengals here. But he's been doing so much for the military since he's been with the Bengals, Chris. He does he speaks on the needs of veterans, and he's out in the community and very involved with some of the other military organizations out there. TAPS is one of them. That's the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. And you can read more about him. Just, again, if you Google him, Jamal, that's J-E-M-A-L, Singleton, running backs coach for the Bengals, what he's doing for our veterans and his service to both the Air Force and to the military service in general. Chris, it's great. It's a great story.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, Bob, you know, we've had the privilege of spending some time with the Falcons this year and some of their community relations folks and their president, CEO Steve Cannon, and also a big supporter of TAPS based on his military background and wanting to continue to support our military veterans. And so seeing that that Jamal Singleton is doing the same, involved in trying to make the lives better for the families that have had fallen warriors, that's an awesome organization. It's awesome work that he's doing. So kudos to you for bringing that story, because it really is fantastic. I love that. Bob, this week I'm putting my spotlight back on 49ers defensive back Richard Sherman. He's a guy who keeps coming back up in this segment because of all the great things that he's done and all the different communities that he touches. This week, let's talk about how he covered the cafeteria debt for Cabrillo Middle School in Santa Clara, California. And by cafeteria debt, I don't mean that the school system couldn't pay for their food bill. Sherman wrote a personal check for $7,491.27 to cover the amount of debt that the students and their parents owed for their daily breakfast and lunches. Sherman pulled the school's principal and a guy by the name of Stan Garber. He pulled him aside when he was working as a tour guide at the 49ers Museum, handed him the check so the parents of the students would have one less debt they'd have to worry about this holiday season. He said, "I found that eliminating student lunch debt is one way to assist students and their families and relieving some of the stress that comes with attending school on a daily basis. The last thing that he wants kids and their parents to have to worry about is being able to pay for breakfast and lunch while they're there. He's aiming to eliminate that worry," right? I mean, you know, students and parents have enough to worry about every day with respect to going to school, right? I mean, the kids have their schoolwork that they have to focus on. Parents have, you know, worrying about their children's education and that sort of thing. And parents, obviously, we all have enough other debts and worries in our lives. We don't want to have to worry about
is our child being, you know, getting the nourishment that they need? And the students, you know, from an eating perspective, right? They don't have to sit there in class and worry about being hungry at the beginning part of their day, worried about they're not going to be able to have anything to eat all day long. They lose their energy, lose their focus. Sherman has taken care of it for the kids and the parents in this school district, Bob. So kudos to him for making the lives of these kids and their parents a little less stressful this holiday season, helping the kids do better in school on a daily basis. Say what you want about Richard Sherman. The guy is a tremendous human being. He keeps continuing to show up in our spotlight on the positive segment because he keeps finding ways to improve the lives and the communities around him. So another great story about Richard Sherman, Bob, and I know that taking care of kids and being in schools, because you've been a part of the school system up in Connecticut for so many years, I know this is a story that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, that's, again, kudos for all the points you brought up too, Chris. It brings attention to this, if anything. I mean, his actions, you know, just looking at those actions, they're tremendous, but any kind of publicity this gets, it brings to the forefront that this may be a problem in other places, and maybe other guys will step up. And, you know,
yeah, great point.
As being around school kids a lot, sometimes I see there's a lot more programs, Chris, before school, breakfasts now. It's not like when you and I were a kid. There's a lot more of these things just because of the busyness of people and everything. And a lot of these schools have to apply for grants just to get the food to offer to these kids free. Some of the breakfasts are free, but even the schools can use some of this funding because of these breakfasts that they're giving. So it is a big thing. And again, the debt, it's just natural. I mean, so many people, especially in certain parts of the country, it shouldn't have to be where people can't afford food in this country, as we've talked about it before. And again, not Sherman just not doing something about it, but bringing attention to something that some other players might be able to chip in with, Chris. And you're right. I mean, you know, you drop 5-10 grand when you're making that much money. These guys can put their money anywhere, but when they make smart choices about really where they're putting it, it's going to have a great effect. Our school children, Chris, are one of our greatest investments.
Yeah, and I know it's a topic that's near and dear to your heart, Bob, as a guy who's been involved in the school system up there in Connecticut for so many years. I'm sure you see a lot of this need, you know, coming, you know, every school year. So, yeah, this is a tremendous thing that Richard Sherman is doing. And again, this isn't the only thing. I mean, he's got a foundation that's helping out in so many ways now in the San Francisco area, you know, previously up in Seattle. So he's a great guy. Think whatever you want about Richard Sherman. The things that he is doing off the field and that have nothing to do with football are absolutely tremendous. Go check out his foundation, folks. He's doing a lot of really great things. All right, Bob, it's time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. I want to send out our thanks again to Steve Barkowski, Tony Collins, Russell Baxter, and Jonathan Wells for joining us. And Bob, as always, a privilege sharing this show with you, my friend.
You too, Chris. Everybody on this show tonight is a valued friend, and they love coming back on, and they're all Hall of Famers in our book. That was a lot of fun tonight, Chris.
Yeah, it was. So, scheduled to join us next week, who do we have? Well, we're going to catch up with former Broncos, Giants, and Falcons head coach Dan Reeves. Always a great time when coach is part of the show. We're going to cross over to boxing because former heavyweight contender Jerry Cooney is going to be with us. He's got a great new book out, so looking forward to hearing Jerry's stories. One of our great friends, Steelers legend and TNT guest Hall of Famer Rocky Blyer is going to be here. And, of course, Tony Collins with our five-star picks of the week. So, folks, another outstanding show on tap for you next week. We hope you'll come back and join us. I want to remind you how you can stay up to date with what we're doing on social media. Well, on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Please check us out on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to keep up to date with what our guest schedule looks like, who we've got coming on. Plus, we give you some links back to our page over on Podbean. I can't thank those folks enough for featuring us right there on their mobile app, but we'll send you back over there and link so that you can stream any of our archive episodes for free. Download the Podbean app. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, I look forward to next week. We want to send thanks out to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the tremendous job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.